morning. My name is Felicia Orr, the hearing officer appointed by the State Parks Division of the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department to conduct a hearing and a proposed rulemaking related to park visitor provisions and park fees. The hearing will be conducted under the department's act, which is 9.5.1 and following. We will hear first from the division staff and council, and then I will turn to folks in the room and online, if that's being provided, to accept public comment. If you would like to offer your comment in writing, please know that the deadline for submitting written public comment is noon today. Following that deadline, I will write up a report, submit it to the division, and the division will take the rulemaking from there, finalizing the rule with the State Records Center for publication and implementation. Mr. Wade, if you would please introduce yourself and your client.
Yeah, good morning, Gabriel Wade. I represent the New Mexico State Parks Division, and our expert witness today is Jared Langenager.
All right, is there anything that we should do before we lead into Mr. Langenager's presentation?
I don't believe so.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you, Madam Hearing Officer. We're here today to present proposed rule changes designed to implement lifetime veteran passes to New Mexico State Parks for New Mexico resident veterans. In the 2025 legislative session, House Bill 161 was passed and signed by the governor. This bill requires New Mexico State Parks Division to provide free access to New Mexico State Parks for New Mexico resident veterans. The bill amends New Mexico State Statute 16271 and requires the division to issue veterans residing in the state one-day use pass for a limited entry into state parks or recreation areas and one camping pass for a limited use of camping areas operated by the division. The bill was a bipartisan bill with 21 co-sponsors, and it passed two House committees, one Senate committee, and both houses of the legislature unanimously. To meet the requirements of House Bill 161, the division developed a lifetime veteran pass that will provide free access to New Mexico resident veterans as outlined in the bill. We decided to develop a new pass rather than issuing our existing passes, as those passes expire annually and don't cover everything that will be covered by a lifetime veteran pass. The lifetime veteran pass will be a plastic hang tag pass that will hang from the rearview mirror of the vehicle. The pass has the veteran's name and signature on the pass, as well as information outlining the appropriate use of the pass and restrictions on its use. For day use, it will be used just like our current annual day use pass. The only difference is it will be valid at Living Desert Zoo and Garden State Park and Rio Grande Nature Center State Park. At Living Desert, the pass holder will need to show the pass to the park staff to be allowed free entry for that one individual. This does not cover the entire party, just the one individual. For the camping pass, this will cover our camping fees and utility fees, including water, sewer, and electric, and the pass will allow the pass holder to use the dump stations without paying a dump station fee. Again, the pass is only good for the pass holder's vehicle, and the pass holder must be present. It can't be loaned out to family members. There are some restrictions on the pass that we've developed. The pass will still be subject to all the other rules under 19.5.2, including rules that apply to stay limits, site restrictions on the number of vehicles, tents, size restrictions on vehicles and camping units, check-in and check-out times for campsites, unoccupied campsite rules, and reservation rules. And the pass doesn't cover fees, including reservation system fees, lodging facility, and like cabins and yurts. Those fees are not covered. Group shelter or group campsite fees are not covered. Rally site fees, meeting or event fees, and concession operated facility fees are not covered by this pass. We opened the rule on Tuesday, May 6th by publishing a notice of proposed rulemaking in the New Mexico Register, as well as in the Albuquerque Journal, online, and at each division office. The public comment period has been open and remains open until 12 p.m. today. To this point, we have only received two written comments regarding the rule changes. The first comment that we received was from a member of the Friends Group for Eagle Nest in Cimarron Canyon State Park with concerns that implementing a lifetime veteran pass would encourage unhoused veterans to essentially establish residence in the parks or live in the parks. This comment does not take into consideration the fact that we have stay limits that are in effect for parks, and those passes are still restricted by those stay limits. Our stay limits would ensure that visitors to state parks cannot live in parks. The second comment that we received had several different comments included in it. The first comment that they had was regarding 19.5.2.12, and for their comment, I copied it and pasted it into the presentation as they presented it. You'll see that there is a typo in there. They referenced 15.5.2.12, but what they're actually talking about is 19.5.2.12, but I felt it was important to copy it exactly as it was presented to us. So their first comment about 19.5.2.12 camping, they had concerns about B, D, and E subsections. The rule amendments that we're proposing do not consider changes to those sections referenced here, so I won't address those comments as those were not part of our rulemaking process. Under 19.5.2.32, fees and charges, they had comments on subsection E. Here again, our rule change proposal did not consider changes to subsection E, so we won't get into those. But under 19.5.2.35A1, they were asking for clarification of why annual day use passes exclude the Rio Grande Nature Center State Park. This change is necessary as our day use passes cover day use fees. There's no day use fee currently charged at Rio Grande Nature Center State Park. Instead, there's a parking fee, and we have specific parks that are specialized parks that charge special fees. For example, Living Desert Zoo and Gardens charges a per person entrance fee. Rio Grande Nature Center charges a parking fee. Our annual day use pass doesn't cover those special fees, so we needed to identify that here. Under 19.5.2.35, they had comments on subsection B2D. This section talks about a person purchasing an active duty military pass, requiring them to have their New Mexico driver's license and their military identification card. Their comment asked why we would require a New Mexico driver's license, as some people may not have a New Mexico driver's license, but they may still be a resident. So we may consider a small amendment here in our final rule, saying a New Mexico identification card rather than a New Mexico driver's license. The next subsection I had comments on was 19.5.2.35B5, and they were asking us to make the annual camping passes transferable. Our annual camping passes are stickers that are adhered to vehicles, and that vehicle has to be registered to the person that purchased the pass, and we do not intend to make those transferable. Additional comments received included comments on 19.5.2.36, lifetime veteran passes. They asked for clarification of whether the lifetime veteran pass would include utility hookups. The lifetime veteran pass does include utility hookups, and that language is included in the rule change. The language that we identified there lists out exclusions for the pass, and utilities are included, so that is covered by our amendment. They asked in 19.5.2.39 park passes to eliminate state legislators, saying that there shouldn't be different rules for rules and fees that apply to government civilian employees. The section they referenced is 19.5.2.39E. Actually, where we talk about legislators is 19.5.2.39F. And what that is it allows us to issue official use passes to government entities and legislators that have business in the park. They're doing official duties in the park. It's not a recreational pass. So I think there's some confusion there on the side of the commenter there, and I think we can leave it as it is. Those were the only two written comments that we received. If we receive additional comments, we'll provide responses to those as well prior to receiving your final report. Now we'll go into the rule revisions themselves. The proposed rule revisions that we had included repealing or replacing 19.5.1 NMAC general provisions, amending 19.5.2 NMAC visitor provisions, and amending 19.5.6 NMAC fees. For 19.5.1, we're repealing and replacing and adding a definition for active duty military, camping, developed camping, New Mexico resident veteran, primitive camping, and utilities. The first part, we changed 19.5.1.7b. We added a definition for active duty military. So the division currently sells annual camping passes for active duty military personnel and veterans. With the change required by House Bill 161, New Mexico resident veterans will be eligible for a free pass, and there's no need for them to purchase an annual camping pass after that. So we're doing this to change and still allow us to sell passes to active duty military personnel at a discount and defining what that population is. 19.5.1.7d adds a definition for camping. Currently, the division has no definition for camping in its rules, yet we charge fees for camping, so we felt it was important to add a definition for camping. 19.5.1.7r adds a definition for developed camping. The division does charge differentiated fees for developed camping and primitive camping, and so we felt it was important to define what developed camping and primitive camping are. 19.5.1.7aa adds the definition for New Mexico resident veteran. As we stated, House Bill 161, with those changes required to 16271 MSA, allows New Mexico resident veterans to receive a free pass for day use and camping. Therefore, we needed a definition for New Mexico resident veteran, and we added that in here. 19.5.1.7LL, we added a definition for primitive camping. Again, we charge for primitive camping and developed camping, and we need a definition for that. And then 19.5.1.7UU, we added a definition for utilities. We currently have no definition for utilities, yet we charge for those, so we needed to define what a utility is. Under our amendments for 19.5.2, we clarified wording related to permits versus passes. We corrected wording from Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park. We deleted language allowing the division to require visitors to pay for fees for their entire stay in advance. We corrected incorrect references to NMAC sections that have changed numbering. We changed the time of reservation sites available for other visitors if not occupied by the visitor holding the reservation. We clarified language allowing the superintendent to restrict the number or size of tents, shade, or screen shelters occupying a campsite or day use site. We clarified language allowing the superintendent to restrict the number or size of vehicles, camping units, or trailers occupying a campsite, day use site, or parking area. We added Rio Grande Nature Center State Park to parks where annual day use passes are not valid. We added restrictions to the use of annual day use passes. We clarified that tribal or federal photo identification may be used for documentation and purchasing passes. We deleted language allowing a photocopy of the award letter the United States Department of Veteran Affairs issues for the purchase of a disabled annual camping pass. We changed wording from active duty military or honorably discharged veteran to active duty military passes. We clarified identification requirements for the purchase of active duty military passes. We added Rio Grande Nature Center State Park to the parks where an annual camping pass is not valid. We deleted language related to the disabled veterans passes and added language related to lifetime veteran passes. And we implemented requirements for and procedures for issuing lifetime veteran passes. The first section we changed in 19.5.2.12, camping. In here we corrected wording for permits and passes. Throughout this rule change, throughout 19.5.2, I'm going to be referencing correcting wording for permits and passes. Historically, the rule has used these words interchangeably. In order to clarify what we're talking about, we're using passes now for products that we sell that are annual products. So our annual day use passes, our annual camping passes, will now be called passes. Those are things that we sell that are good for a full year. Permits will be products that we sell that are good for a shorter period of time. So individual permits for a vehicle would be good for a week or 2 weeks or a shorter period of time than a year. And throughout this, you will see us referencing that change from permits to passes and back and forth. In this section, we also corrected the name of Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park. It was listed incorrectly in here. Under 19.5212H, we deleted that subsection as the division no longer wishes to require visitors to pay fees for their entire stay in advance rather than daily for weekends, holidays, or special activities. We used to do that. It's something that we don't require anymore. Under 19.5212H, we corrected the numbering and corrected wording for permits and passes. 19.5212I, we corrected the numbering, and then we changed the time reservation campsites shall become available to other visitors if the visitor holding the reservation does not occupy the site. What this allows us to do is it allows the park to make unused sites available to other visitors when the reservation holder does not show up. On 19.5213, subsection H and I, we corrected wording for permits and passes. And then under subsection I, we clarified that the superintendent may restrict the number or size of tents, shade, or screen shelters occupying a campsite or day use site by posting on the reservation website. This updates language and makes it consistent with the use of our reservation system. Under 19.5214C, we clarified that the superintendent may restrict the size of vehicles, camping units, or trailers occupying a campsite, day use site, or parking area by posting on the reservation website. This updates language and makes it consistent with our use of our reservation system. Under 19.5232A and B, we corrected wording for permits and passes. Under 19.5232 subsection C and D, we corrected wording for permits and passes, and we also corrected numbering referencing NMAC sections that have been amended. On 19.5233, we corrected wording for permits and passes. And on 19.5234, we corrected wording for permits and passes there as well. 19.5235, we corrected wording for permits and passes, but we also added specific restrictions to the use of our annual day use passes, including making them non-transferable to individuals not residing in the same household as the original purchaser, specifying that non-residents may not use resident annual day use passes, and adding language indicating that annual day use passes used in violation of park rules are subject to confiscation. With the previous amendment, the division implemented differentiated fees for residents and non-residents, and there's a need to ensure passes are non-transferable or used in violation of our rule. We also, in this subsection, added the Rio Grande Nature Center State Park as a park where annual day use passes are not valid. With the previous rule change, a parking fee was implemented at Rio Grande Nature Center State Park, and the annual day use pass does not cover parking fees. On 19.5235, we corrected wording for permits and passes. On 19.5235, subsection B, we corrected wording for permits and passes. We included tribal and federal issued photo identification as identification that may be used to verify residency. Not all visitors to state parks have a state issued identification, and adding the option for federal and tribal issued photo identification ensures these visitors can purchase passes as well. We removed reference to a photocopy of the award letter the United States Department of Veteran Affairs issues indicating they have 100% service-connected disability as a verification document for purchasing a disabled annual camping pass. We did this because veterans will now be receiving a free lifetime veteran pass and they'll no longer need the disabled camping pass. We changed the active duty military and veteran annual camping pass to just an active duty military annual camping pass and clarified requirements for purchasing the pass. With the new rule amendments, New Mexico resident veterans, again, will get a free lifetime veteran pass, good for camping and day use, and they'll no longer need to purchase an annual camping pass. Under 19.5235B3, we corrected wording for permits and passes. And then on B4, we added Rio Grande Nature Center State Park as a park where the annual camping pass is not valid. Again, with our previous amendment, we implemented a parking fee for Rio Grande Nature Center State Park, and annual camping passes do not cover parking fees. On 19.5235, subsection C, we corrected wording for permits and passes. And on subsection D, we clarified that a proof of purchase is necessary to obtain a replacement annual camping pass. On 19.5236, we changed the title from disabled veteran passes to lifetime veteran passes. Here again, House Bill 161 changed the requirement. We used to issue our passes to disabled veterans. With the bill that went through, we now issue them to all veterans. So we changed that title there to reflect that. On 19.5236, subsection A, we deleted previous language referencing disabled veteran passes and added language indicating that New Mexico resident veterans are eligible for a free lifetime veteran pass that provides the individual with unlimited entry into state parks or recreation areas operated by the division and unlimited use of camping areas operated by the division, subject to restrictions outlined in 19.5211, 12, and 13. And this change implements the requirements outlined in House Bill 161. Under 19.5236, subsection B, we deleted previous language referencing disabled veteran annual passes and added language outlining the process for obtaining a free lifetime veteran pass. This change implements the requirements of House Bill 161 as well. On 19.5236, subsection C and D, we added language indicating that the New Mexico Department of Veterans Services will issue all lifetime veteran passes upon certification of eligibility. And we added language indicating that lifetime veteran passes are not valid for central reservation system contractor service fees, group shelter fees, meeting, event, and lodging facility fees. There again, these changes implement what was required in House Bill 161. On 19.5239, park passes, subsections A and B, we corrected references to rules that are being changed. There were incorrect NMAC numbers there. And then there again, 19.5239E, we corrected references to rules that are being changed. For 19.56, we amended this rule to delete language referencing the disabled veteran pass. We corrected wording from permits to passes. We changed New Mexico active duty military or honorably discharged veteran pass to just an active duty military pass, and we added the lifetime veteran pass. So under 19.5610, we deleted the reference to the disabled veteran pass. There again, this falls in line with House Bill 161, requiring us to provide pass to all New Mexico veterans, not just disabled veterans. And under 19.5611, we changed the title from annual camping permit to annual camping pass, changed the New Mexico active duty military or honorably discharged veteran pass to just a New Mexico active duty military pass, and added the lifetime veteran pass as a free pass. This change ensures that we're consistent with the wording on passes and permits, and eliminating veteran passes consistent with the implementation of the free lifetime veteran pass. On 19.5612, replacement of annual camping pass, we just changed the wording on passes and permits to be consistent throughout our rules. With that, those are the changes that we're considering and proposing, and I'm happy to stand for any questions that anyone may have.
Thank you, Mr. Langeneiger and Mr. Ray. Let me ask if there's anyone who has a question of Mr. Langeneiger based on his presentation. All right, thank you very much. At this point, I'll turn to those of you in the room and ask if there's anyone else who would like to make a comment. I'll ask you to introduce yourself first.
Good morning, my name is Eric James. I serve as the Deputy Cabinet Secretary for the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services. The New Mexico Department of Veteran Services has reviewed and is in support of the published amendments, provisions, and fees related to House Bill 161, enabling the implementation of the lifetime veteran passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Velasquez?
Madam Hearing Officer, thank you and good morning. I'm Toby Velasquez, I'm the Director of the New Mexico State Parks Division, and we take great pride in being able to honor our New Mexico resident veterans with this eligibility for New Mexico State Park access. With that, I also want to commend the relationship that we have built with our Department of Veteran Services over the short period of time. Due to the implementation of legislation upon signature of the governor, there was a very short timeline that we had as interagency partners to make this happen. And with that, I want to congratulate Jared on a job well done on taking the lead with this rulemaking, and all of our teams, both administrative and operations from the Department of Veteran Services and State Parks, who have joined together to make sure that we honor New Mexico residents in this way, New Mexico veteran residents in this way. It's something that we can all hang our hat on and be proud of. However, I also want to, as an enterprise agency, for the record, make it clear that as an enterprise agency, these types of bills and products reduce our ability to be effective as an enterprise agency who generates 75% of its own operating revenue year to year. And so we do have to take a step back and understand that we will have to evaluate the impacts of this legislation, knowing that there may be ground to be made in order to make the New Mexico State Parks Division as resilient as possible with general operating budget moving forward. Madam Hearing Officer, thank you for the opportunity to comment, and thank you for your continued support of our efforts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Velasquez. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to offer comment regarding these proposed rule amendments? No? All right, if you change your mind, you have an opportunity to submit written comment to Mr. Langenegger by noon today. Is there anything else to do while we're together, Mr. Wade?
We just asked that the presentation, the PowerPoint presentation, be included into the record.
Yes, sir. It is included. And it, the other things I have in the record are the notice of proposed rulemaking and the draft statement of reasons, the act, and the rule amendments shown in legislative format, that is to say with underline and strikeout. That's what I have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, if there's nothing further, we'll adjourn. And again, from here, we plan to act very quickly. Congratulations, Mr. Langenegger, on your retirement.